During Budget Week, the government released the Human Rights Commission report on the effects on children of immigration detention. They tried to bury it, and they might have done, but for a few journalists who pursued it. And what they reported, after 2.5 years of very careful examination of the facts, they reported that apart from anything else, the treatment of children in Australia's detention centres amounts to cruel, inhumane and degrading treatment, and taken collectively constitutes systemic child abuse. Now, I thought Amanda Vanstone would be smart enough to say, look, that was Woomera, that was past, it's closed now, big mistake, sorry about that. Or maybe, look, they've got their facts wrong. She did say they were backward looking, which I suppose for a report on things that have happened is almost inevitable. I thought maybe she would say, look, this wasn't us, this wasn't me, it was Mr. Ruddock, it was on his watch. What did she say, in fact? It's necessary. It's necessary, or else we'll be sending a green light to people smugglers. So the values we've now achieved in Australia is that child abuse is necessary in order to deter other people from trying to come here and seek our help. What a fantastic contribution Mr. Ruddock and Mr. Howard have made to our society. When I read that report, I'd had a hand in making a big submission to it, and I can't read that report without thinking of one case in particular. This child had come to Australia, also from Iran, with her family. They'd been in Woomera for about a year and a bit at the time of these events. She was suffering terribly. She's 10 years old at the time. Her 7-year-old sister was sort of doing all right. Her parents were falling apart. But it was the 10-year-old who was really in trouble. And the Child and Adolescent Mental Health Service of South Australia came and tried to see what was going on, and they spoke to each member of the family, and in particular they spoke to this girl, and they delivered a report which makes the most appalling reading. They reported, for example, that she had been asked to do a drawing, and she did a drawing of a bird in a cage, and there was a padlock on the cage, and the bird had tears falling from its eyes, and she said she was the bird. If asked if there was anything she wanted to do with her life, she said, yes, I want to go back to Iran and be buried beside my grandparents. She had taken to scratching herself so much that her skin would bleed. She had stopped eating and had stopped grooming herself. She showed every sign of being a child at the extremities of despair. The report concluded with the comment that the entire family had already suffered more than the human capacity to endure. It was suggested strongly that they be moved to a metropolitan camp where they could all get regular daily treatment. Nothing happened. A month later, they put in another report urging even more strongly that she should be removed, the family should be removed to a metropolitan centre, because the 10-year-old in particular needed daily clinical help. Eventually, the department relented and they were moved to Maribyrnong in the metropolitan Melbourne. They were sent with a note which said, the child, the 10-year-old, is in desperate trouble. She needs to be seen immediately. 3 weeks later, no one had been to see them. Not a clinician, not a social worker, not a doctor, not a psychiatrist, no one. And on a Sunday night in May of 2002, in Melbourne, when her parents and her sister were off having their dinner, she hanged herself, aged 11 at that time. They found her before it killed her and took her down. And the first thing she did was to swallow shampoo because she'd seen grown-ups kill themselves that way. She was taken immediately to the intensive care unit at the local hospital, under armed guard, by the way. Armed guard for an 11-year-old who's just tried to kill herself. They remained in a state of appalling, just a dreadful state, for the next 8 or 10 months. Whilst their case went through the process, the minister saying, no, you're not a refugee, you're not a refugee, you're not a refugee, until eventually they had a hearing in the full federal court, which went pretty badly for the government. So without waiting for the decision of the full federal court, Mr. Ruddock gave them all visas. All of a sudden, a flash of insight, and these were people who needed protection. But of course, they'd nearly been destroyed in the waiting. This is the only story I know that's got a happy ending. 6 months ago, after they'd been in the community for, I think, 18 months in total, the 11-year-old, now 12 or 13, came top of her class.